Pray for me this afternoon. I have a heart full of good things. I just pray the Lord will bring it out in a way that makes sense. The Lord's encouraged me and has blessed me with some... I don't know who was here the other day, but I want to pick up a little bit, kind of maybe number two from the message yesterday. I'd like to start in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And I want you all to feel free to speak up. This can be like a Bible study this afternoon. But 2 Corinthians, 10th chapter, in verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, the casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Does this mean anything to anybody? Does that symbolize? What's that mean? I'm not talking about the 70s. Victory. They used that symbol for victory. Was it World War II?
Winston Churchill.
What's that?
Was Winston Churchill kind of famous for that?
I think he may have been.
Second World War.
What's that?
The Second World War.
Second World War. I wasn't around then. But we know the history of that. Hitler, it looked like he was going to take over the world. Country, nation after nation was falling to evil. I mean, it looked like they were just unstoppable. But they started holding up that symbol of victory. And they started believing that there was a possibility that he could be defeated. And it caught hold. And I'm thankful they overcame. But I want to say today that we're in a time like that. Spiritually, we're in a time where Satan is, it looks like he's going to take it all. We live in an evil day, evil time. But I want to say today, there's still victory. Doesn't matter how small we are, how small we get, there is victory that you and I can overcome and be what God is calling us to be. Now I want us to look at this scripture just a little bit more. He said, "Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." I want us to remember today and take note that the weapons of the Lord are mighty. That they are very strong. That there's nothing that can defeat the weapons of the Lord and what He's given. When they work in our lives, and I want to encourage us today that they work. When we properly apply the weapons and use the weapons that God has given to us, in our lives, they work and they bring victory. And we have testimony after testimony. We've seen marriages healed. We've seen people healed and blessed and overcoming that weren't that way before. So there's victory for us, and the Lord's weapons are mighty. They do pull down. But I want to notice this pulling down strongholds. I want to mention about strongholds just a little bit. Strongholds are areas that are fortified. They're areas that are that the enemy has, maybe even in our lives. It's maybe some ground or territory, places that he has that it seems like it causes us problems. It causes us difficulties from time to time. And we mentioned the other day when they went into the land of Canaan, the walled cities, the giants, it looked like in their flesh, it looked like there was no way they could win. There's going to be places like that in our lives. There's going to be places that look like it's just impregnable. This is the way I was raised. And we mentioned yesterday about how sometimes the wounds that we get from neglect or verbal things and abuse and those types of things, the enemy, he inserts his lies. Those wounds always carry a message. And we begin to believe those messages in life. And they become strongholds. And it affects the way that we respond and we react. And many times we can spend our entire life running, hiding behind our excuses. And we never get a hold of those strongholds. We spend I want to say, even sometimes things that look good can be us running, hiding from those strongholds, not willing to face those places in our lives. We sang a song the other night about how there's a room in our heart that God wants to visit. And I believe all of us have places like that that are maybe hidden places in our life. But I want to say today, the Spirit of the Lord and the mighty weapons of God want to go down into those areas and give us victory. Yes. And give us places where we can overcome. And I don't, you know, Jacob had his name changed. He wrestled with that man. He held on. He wrestled. And he had his name changed. And I believe today the scripture bears out that the Lord, he said in Revelations, I'll give you a new name. We don't have to fall prey to the wounds of this life and the way that we were raised and the things, they don't have to handicap us all our life. We can overcome, I believe. Even though they look like strongholds, they look like maybe I've failed in this area so many times. I want to encourage us today. And I feel like sometimes we give up the fight. We've maybe struggled so hard in a certain area. And we feel like I never can get there. If there's areas like that, I want to say you can overcome. You can get there. You can be victorious. The things that that rob us of our joy, that rob us of the peace, that rob us of the blessings of the Lord, of the Spirit of God having liberty and freedom in our lives, we want to be victorious in those areas. Amen. We want to overcome in those areas. And God can help us today. But he mentioned, he said here, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, habits are very, very difficult to break, aren't they? Once you've done something a certain way for a number of years, it's the path. Just like cows, you know, you look out in the pasture, you can tell where they go most of the time. There's a path worn. We're creatures of habit. You know, when we come to services, most time we usually sit same spot over and over. We just get comfortable there, and there's our little path down to our spot. Habits are difficult to break. But I want to tell us that habits, the way we think, are very difficult to break also. The way that we perceive, the way that we look at things, many times it's through those hurts. It's through those broken places. And it affects our marriage. It affects our relationships. It affects our relationship with God. You know, the way that I was raised, the way that I came up, it's affected my perception of God. It's hindered me so many times. I've had some real battles. And I know we all have. But the Lord wants to encourage us, even though they're strongholds that we can overcome. But we've got to think differently. Yes. We can't, if we follow those same paths, if we just follow the same thing. And I believe I mentioned it the other day too. When we follow the ways of the enemy, what does it produce? Produce what?
Trouble.
When we follow what the enemy's wanting us to do, or we follow our own ways, it always brings trouble, doesn't it? It doesn't bring peace. It doesn't really bring the joy that I desire in my life. But you know what? Those old habits kick in. And I do it again. And I do it again. We have, that's a stronghold. That's something we've got to resist. That's something we've got to fight against. We've got to learn something. But what happens when the Lord gives us something? When the Lord gives us direction, He gives us a verse, and you follow that, what happens then? There's peace. There's a blessing that comes down in the depths of our heart that I followed the Lord. And it has better fruit. The fruit is good there. So that's what we want to learn. If my ways, the way I'm responding and what I'm doing is not really bringing, it's not because there's a shortage of peace. It's not because the Lord is not real. It's because I'm not applying. I'm not following in His path. You know, the way of the Lord was always a way of humility, wasn't it? He didn't work with the pride of, you know, for example, Naaman. You remember when the girl told him, well, you can be healed. There's a prophet in our country that could heal you. Well, he got in his mind a certain way of how the Lord was going to do it. He thought he'd come out, strike his hand over the place and be healed. You know, the Lord knew that. The Lord knew that. I don't even know if Elijah knew that. He just inspired Elijah. He told his servant, go tell him to go dip in the Jordan 7 times. I don't know if Elijah really recognized his need, but he knew the voice of the Lord and he told him what to do. But the Lord knew Naaman's heart. And he wasn't interested in feeding Naaman's pride. You know, going to the Jordan River, that was an act of humility. Yes. I think of the Jordan as the Cottonwood. Compared to the Willamette River in Oregon. It was the Cottonwood. Didn't look very attractive. But that's where the blessing came.
Yes.
And when you and I get hungry and thirst and we humble ourselves before God and we become obedient to the scriptures that He's given to us and the leadings, victory comes.
Yes.
The Lord wanted to heal Naaman.
Yes.
He wanted to heal him. But He didn't want to feed his pride.
No.
The woman that came to Jesus, where you remember he called her a dog, and basically, the Lord wanted to help that woman. But he knew. And the Lord many times wants to help us. He does. He wants to answer prayer. But he wants us also to learn how to be patient and how to trust in him and how to lean on him. That woman could have just thrown up her hand and said, you know, I'm not taking this. And walked off. You know, I've known people that have got offended because certain things didn't happen like they thought they should have. The Lord, be patient. The Lord wants to bless. The Lord wants to answer prayer.
Yes, he does. Thanks,
but he works in a way of humility and loneliness. The Lord can help us to find and fight against those strongholds that are in our lives. I want to encourage us with this thought too. Many times, if we're not careful, we won't really deal with the root of our problems. And I've seen this in life. And I want to say, it takes what we heard this morning. It takes humility to do that. To face ourselves, to be honest in our own hearts,
yes,
recognizing our needs. It takes a lot of humility. But the Lord has, if we're not careful, we'll be fighting all these little peripheral issues, these peripheral battles, and we're not getting to the root. I conquer this little peripheral thing, and I gain victory over it, but after a while, it's just like, there's something else. And they're related.
Yes.
They're coming off the same root. The Lord wants us to be able to go to the root. And the Lord can reveal to us through the Holy Spirit the root of our problems. The root of the things that are giving us trouble in our lives. And he can help us to deal with the root of it. You know, in a garden, you know, if you just go through and take a weed eater and whack it off, well, it looks better. But after a while, it's right back. You got to get your hand down in the dirt and pull. And those roots, you can just hear them. You can hear them come loose out of the soil. And I'm going to tell, there's sometimes we've got some roots from our Adam and Eve that run very deep in us. But the Lord, if we'll keep on it, he's able to pull those things out, the Holy Spirit. And we can gain victory. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Those thoughts that come, we need to begin to recognize where they're coming from. The enemy has access to our minds just like the Lord does. And many times, the enemy can bring a thought and we don't discern, we don't recognize. But the enemy sows seeds. He sows thoughts into our hearts, our minds. It starts in the mind. If we let those thoughts stay there, they begin to grow. And they begin to bring forth fruit and they go into our hearts. And it's so important for us That when the Lord gives us something, when He gives us a verse, and when I mention this, I believe the Lord wants us to know where our battles are at. You know where your battle is at, don't you? The things that you have struggled with. Know where the battle, where our battle, our particular battles are at. They're all different. I don't battle maybe all the things that you battle. My personality is different. I have different strengths, different weaknesses. All of us have them. The battles are different for every person. But know where our battle is at and fortify those areas. I wanted to get another scripture in 2 Peter, the first chapter. In verse 4, he says, "Whereby are giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." The Lord has given us His Word. He's giving us the promises of God. And He'll give us scriptures. The Holy Spirit will illuminate scriptures to our hearts. And we want to take those scriptures and make them a way mark in our spiritual lives. We want them to become so a part of us. We want it to become that it affects my mind, that affects that when the enemy comes and he begins to bring his thoughts and his ideas, those scriptures become ingrained in us. Wear it out. You know, I've heard different ones bring up scriptures over and over and over before. Why is that? Because it means something to them. It's given them some strongholds. They've overcome some strongholds in their lives with it. And we can't wear the scriptures out. They're living. They're living scriptures. But he says that you can be partakers of the divine nature. When we lay hold and we believe the scriptures that God gives to us. And I want to share a thought. I feel like this is so important. My wife and I have been talking about this so much. I know it seems basic and elementary, but God is love.
Yes, He is.
He loves us. As an individual, He loves you. We can read that verse, "For God so loved the world." I'm in the world. "For God so loved me, that He gave His only begotten Son. He sacrificed heaven's best for us." We have to get that ingrained in our heart, in our spirit. The enemy wants to come in and make you feel that God doesn't love you, that God doesn't really care about you. And many times it's our earthly relationships growing up that cause us. Some people have a hard time believing that. They read it in the scriptures. And they see it, God is love. But they don't feel that. In the very depths of their heart, in their spirit. They feel rejected. They feel second class. They feel second rate. God has a place of victory. We must believe that the Lord loves me. The enemy will attack. That's one of our foundation stones. That's part of our foundation. That the Lord loves me. That it's not based on my performance. It's not based on how well I can perform. And I want to liken it to a marriage. This is the best way I understand it. It means so much to me. You know, I married my wife. We made some vows. September 28, 1985. We looked a little bit different back then. I've had some faults. I've had some weak areas. So is she. She hasn't left me. She stood by me. She hasn't left me when times have got tough.
No, thank the Lord.
Because we made some vows. We're married. You know, the Lord is just like that.
Yes.
We're married to the Lord.
Yes, thank the Lord.
We've made some vows to Him. He's not going to cut us off at our imperfections, our humanity. There's walls sometimes of feelings and emotions that people have. And it's hard for them to really believe in their hearts that God loves them. We've got to get a hold of that. We've got to believe that with all of our hearts. When we don't feel like it.
Yes.
You know, there's times in life where we feel all alone. There's times in life when the trials of life make us feel unloved.
Yes.
Sometimes we feel like, you ever felt like the saints don't really love you? The devil works that way.
Yes.
God does love. The saints love. We believe that and we trust that. I know that's it's true. But many times from our past, we can get hung up. And we fight these strongholds. And we fail to conquer. We fail to rise above. It pulls us down. The Lord has victory for us today. Believe in the love of God. It's not based on our performance. We're married to Him. The Lord wants us to be careful. Yes, I don't believe in living light and loose. He wants us to be careful.
Yes.
But He's not going to drop me off because I make a mistake or fail. The Scriptures bear that out. It said, let that which is lame not be turned out away, rather let it be healed. I'm thankful today, and I want to encourage us today that God can meet us, that His weapons are mighty, that they can bring down strongholds, that they can give me victory that I've never had before. You know, I thought about the message this morning about being marked. He mentioned the permanency. You know, we can change. We can grow spiritually. I don't have to stay in the same place. I can grow. I can become more what God wants me to be in my life. If I believe, and if I hold these promises in my heart, in my mind, in spirit, and believe them and trust in them, those strongholds can come down. Oh, you know, when the Jericho walls, they came down. Those strong walls can come down when we give ourselves to the Lord and we believe. If He gives you something, the Lord gives you a verse, don't forget it. Don't lay it aside. Use that thing over and over and over until you're thinking. You see, the old habit of the way I used to think, now I'm thinking in terms of this verse. You know, I know this works because I Early in my Christian experience, I worked in a cabinet shop. And they started playing rock music. And the beat reverberated all through the shop. And I struggled. I would go home and the beat would be in my head. And I'd get down and pray, Lord, I don't want this. I don't want this. I know this ain't right. Help me. And the Lord gave me a song. And what it did, it helped me to focus my attention, even though that music was going, it helped me to focus my attention on something else. And it became a background. That music, I could go into that shop. I would be singing my little song. I sang it over and over and over and over. And you know, even years later, sometimes I'd come into a place of temptation. I'd be singing that song. And that was the Lord. Sometimes I'd be singing that song before I recognized I was even close to temptation. But it affects the way that we think.
Yes.
And the way that we think can become a habit to us. And the Lord has to change that. We have to think different. We have to follow in the way of the Scriptures. The Lord will quicken us and we'll be able to overcome. I'm thankful today that God, the gospel works. This is good news to me. You know, sometimes we see people that fail over and over and over and over and over. And it can be discouraging sometimes. But there is still a place of victory. We were talking about, I just wanted to mention just a little bit about Sister Catherine Williams. I don't know how many younger ones remember her. Someone brought this up in our conversation. Said she had a problem with self-pity. That didn't look like the Sister Catherine Williams I knew. She got victory. Sister Catherine was a great blessing. Her smile, her grin, boy, would lift your spirit. She got victory over it. Even though it may have been a stronghold, she was changed. I want to encourage us today. There's nothing that the Lord can't give us victory over today. He can enable us. In the Old Testament, sometimes the Lord just ran the enemy out. Sometimes he just ran them out. They didn't have to do anything. One time they sang, "Ran the enemy out." Other times they had to fight. Lord, help us. And I don't know, that's in the Lord's hands. But David said, "He teacheth my hands to war." Yes. Lord, help us today to know how to fight the good fight of faith. Help us to lay hold on what He's given to us. They're powerful. It's mighty. This is the only thing that works.
Yes.
There's so many things, self-helps, there's so many things, meditations, you know, AAA, all those different things that people are using. This is one thing that will work.
Yes.
If we learn how to let it work in our lives. The Lord can give us victory and help us to be overcomers. I appreciate your attention this afternoon.